Sunday night skills. I began to look forward to messages and Sunday evenings talking to you about the factors of the city, what it means to be different. And one reason I'm doing this one for myself as a reminder of what the Bible calls means to be different. And the second reason is that you will have a family of what the Bible expects of you. And so, I want this to be not only a reminder to me, but also a reminder that everything that we do here at the Eastern Church needs to be found in Scripture, rooted in the Word of God. And so, my job as a pastor comes from the Bible, and it's not from God. It's all about for me. The problem is not every day that we be here as a church. We need to conform to the pattern and set up and God is on. And so, in section 2 of the material, I talk about the fact that one of the main responsibilities of the pastor is faithful teaching Christian affairs. That's one of the key functions that the pastor has. Well, that's one of the main functions, but there's some other functions that the pastor as well. And in fact, the very word pastor is a good word to the our being preserved. And that is a pastor job is one thought. But the very word pastor comes from that word of effort. There's another word for an effort. Since he cares for flying on the moon. And so, how he said on it is one. It is written in incredibly moving, emotional scripture in which Paul is going to meet with the pastors, the elders, and overseers of the church at Ephesus for the very last time. Paul has long started on his missionary journey. Paul has long emphasis with preached the gospel there. Things were converted. Believe in the gospel, Paul gave them scripture as a means of their confidence and scripture, and then God rewarded them as these truly leaders of the church in their lives. He asked them, there's overcome things, and the kingdom will see the things that are overcome. So during that new, growing, young church was set in order according to the name of Christ's written word. And now, this morning, Aaron, later on in Paul's life, he is actually coming to the place where he preached the gospel in one church. And coming back through to the city, seeing Christ in hand, in this particular passage of scripture, Paul on the scene of my niece, was not far from the city of Ephesus, and he summons and calls for the elders from the city. And so, very, very moving in which Paul knows that he is not going to see them. And so he's leaving them written in these endless words as an apostle to a group of elders, the group of pastors that is responsible for the oversight of the church in the city of Ephesus. As we go through the passage, one of the things that we'll see. You'll hear me come back to this times over the course of this months and years. And that is, there are only two offices that are described in the National Church. Only two. And those two offices are the deacon and the pastor. Those are the only two offices that are described in Scripture school. When we come back to that, one thing we'll see is that there are different terms, different titles that are being interchangeably referred to the same group of people. So, elder, overseer, pastor, there's all of those words are being referred to the same group of individuals in other words. So, you can
terminology is speaking, when we refer to elder or overseer, we're talking about their same thing. And they use the same word that you hear in the same people.
Now,
there's
different functions of the role.
You know, overseer, the manager, over that function, the pastor or shepherd,
Well,
football season.
Getting through the dream of new believers and churches, preach the gospel, keep them organized in the way, many community church believers,
the Watch your your life, your words, your actions, your emotions, what your life and your values and what you teach. Then you'll see both truth, your life, and your ears. I'm not going to be a very good shepherd to you if I'm not keeping watch on my own self. I need to understand my heart and hear my soul to make sure that my soul is growing and nurtured in the word and the grace of Jesus Christ. If I'm going to be a good brother to you, and so Paul said, here's my charge to you, walk your way out, keep watch over your life. So keep watch over yourself and all the flocks of which the Holy Spirit has made you over here. Be shepherds of the church of God, which you bought with your own work. So watch yourself and let the church on your responsibility as you walk with the flock. Most of all, most of us are already moved to the concept of bringing another child to that birth. But that is very, very close to the Jesus Lord, especially if you've done the scripture and if you're through all that we do, and it will all come back to the Lord. It will all feed and water and flock. That is in Psalm 23, the reason is that I'm full of water and maybe the rain pastures is there in all that you're feeding. Water and people that in these mountains and their need, but there's also an aspect of warmth, that will over and over come from not only forgiving the sins, but also caring for their and making all the responsible to make sure that Lord is a current of the flock and is still in the flock and still the flock. Watch over the flock of which the Holy Spirit has given you over to us. Now, is there any things in the closing of other master churches that we have more expressed that in the moment that was kind of urgent when I was here to preach to you, the Holy Spirit lived among you and you were in the congregation following the master? Gain standing, gain species, the notoriety, the respect, and then the elevation of the species, teaching the responsibility, and so they can influence the flock, and yet they will be teaching dangerous methods, heretical methods, false methods, false teachers. What is love? What is love?
Thank you.
opportunity that he's given to us here in this church. And thank you for the purpose that you have brought me and my faith here to be able to serve among the few people who are in this church. God, Thank you.